As we jump over to the livestock side, cattle futures, we see a drop. There's some profit taking going on. Still a lot of talk about this cash and how we have not seen a lot of movement over the last 2 weeks.
Well, we haven't. You know, cash hasn't. And you've broken the product, I want to say, 9 out of the last, 11, 12 days of reporting. And so, you know, it makes you wonder why the market's rallying like it is. I think one thing you've got, this rally really got started when the USDA did have, or not the USDA, excuse me, I had to sneeze, when the Wall Street Journal last Friday had an article in there talking about outlier markets that were bullish, and there were 4 of them. Well, of those 4, of course, one was the S&P market. One was coffee, which is legit, and it's still a very legit bullish market. And the other 2 was fat cattle and feeder cattle. And it's thought that the funds then really looked at that and stepped in a big way and just started buying feeders. But it's also the time of the year that you look at wheat pasture, and it looks like the wheat pasture is going to be in pretty good shape. And so that, too, could induce maybe a little demand for feeder cattle, and so all that combined has created the market to catch some pretty good buying, and of course they're going after the hedge money, but it's amazing, and all I can say is while this market may still go higher, all I can say is that for producers, it might be wise to have some puts underneath and just have your, I would have your total production covered with puts. And that way, if this market ever turns down, because if it ever turns down, the record fund position that we have in feeder cattle, they're all going to want out the door at the same time, in that you won't be able to get your positions on, and they'll escalate in value.
Hog futures, and we know talk of cash is starting to pick up for them, and we had that quarterly hogs and pigs report out on Friday. Some optimism in that trade?
Well, there is. I think that the cash market in the hog report wasn't, I think that the report really was not as bearishly implied. You know, it was looking at a 4% increase in farrowing intents, you know, through the end of the year and into possibly February. But the bottom line is that you still had maybe not as many numbers, you were maybe a little more numbers on feed than what traders were thinking. And so they looked at that and said it was bearish. But at the end of the day, when you really looked at the expansion ideas wasn't as aggressive as one would think. And then you've got the poultry industry that's expanding, and then you've got a livestock, a cattle industry that isn't yet, and it makes you wonder just how long the consumer is going to be willing to pay prices for these high-priced meats. Now, one thing we've had in our advantage this summer is that it's been a cooler than normal summer. And because of that, you're not running the air conditioners like you normally would, and therefore that's saving some money on utilities that they can put towards that grocery bill. But if we get into winter and we have the type of winter that's predicted, another bitterly cold winter, you know, that may change the ballgame a little bit.